Alright folks, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something that haunts us all at some point. Self-doubt. You know, that sneaky little voice in your head whispering you can't do it. Well, what if you fail? Yeah, that one. It's like the unwanted house guest that just won't leave. But guess what? We're not letting it run the show anymore. On this podcast, we're all about building resilience and discipline, and trust me, conquering self-doubt is a major step in that direction. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden, right? And sometimes those weeds of negativity sneak in and start taking over. But just like any good gardener, you gotta be proactive. You gotta weed out those negative thoughts and replace them with something positive and empowering. So, how do we do that? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a healthy mental garden. First things first, awareness is your superpower. The first step to overcoming self-doubt is recognizing when it pops up. Pay attention to those thoughts, the ones that make you feel insecure or hold yourself back. Ever noticed how those I can't statements often come out of nowhere? You know, I can't ask for a raise, or I can't possibly pull this off. The key is to catch them early before they take root and start choking your confidence. Second, challenge those negative thoughts like the pro you are. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support these thoughts? Or are they just assumptions based on fear? Remember, a thought is just a thought, it doesn't define your reality. You have the power to choose what you believe. Third, reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. This might sound cheesy at first, but trust me, it works. Instead of saying I'm not good enough, try saying I'm capable and worthy, or I'm learning and growing every day. Those little shifts in language can make a big difference in how you feel about yourself. Fourth, focus on your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. It's easy to get caught up in the things we haven't done yet, but celebrating our wins, even the tiny ones, helps build the sense of self-efficacy and confidence. Remember those times when you felt proud of yourself. Let those memories fuel your fire. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can help you process those negative thoughts and gain valuable perspective. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Now, let me tell you about a time when self-doubt reared its ugly head for me. I remember auditioning for a role in a play back in college. This was something I really wanted, but that voice of doubt started whispering, "You're not good enough, you'll definitely bomb." It felt like a monster taking over my confidence. But then I remembered to challenge those thoughts. I reminded myself of all the times I had successfully performed before. I visualized myself on stage delivering a killer performance. And you know what? It worked. I went out there and nailed it. The experience taught me that self-doubt can be a powerful force, but by being aware of it, challenging it, and replacing it with positive affirmations, you can overcome those hurdles and achieve your goals. Remember folks, building resilience and discipline is a journey, not a destination. It's about learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourselves. So keep pushing through those challenges, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of a positive mindset. Now go out there and rock it. I want to hear from you. Share your experiences with self-doubt, what strategies work for you, and how you've overcome those negative thoughts. Leave a comment on our website or join the conversation on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with insights to help you build a stronger, more resilient you. Until next time, keep striving and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.